5 years ago, Doug Shipman became the center's first employee. His task as CEO is to guide the center's mission.
The purpose of the center is to link the legacy of the American Civil Rights Movement, which, of course, Atlanta was in many ways the headquarters of, with contemporary civil and human rights issues.
Shipman says while the center embodies the past, it will also serve as a multi-purpose dwelling.
It's a performance space. It's a broadcast space. It's an exhibition space. It's a place for education. Museum, we don't use the term because museum really is about the truth being locked away and never changing. We want the center to be changing as issues change, and so it needs to respond to what's happening today.
From a historical perspective, Atlanta is considered the headquarters of the civil rights movement, but there are two other internationally recognized entities already located in Atlanta.
As the head of the Carter Center once told me, they're the wholesaler of human rights. The King Center obviously talks about King's life, King's family. It's been a place of training in Kingian techniques, Kingian nonviolence.
Another difference, according to Shipman, is the specific demographic the Center for Civil and Human Rights wants to target.
We really are aimed at the public. We're not aimed at specialists. We're not aimed at journalists. We're not aimed at academics. We're aimed at a 15-year-old who says, I've heard about what is happening in Egypt, but I really don't know what it means. That's our core audience.
Issues such as women's rights, immigration, human trafficking, and lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered rights are four core areas the center will address. But Shipman is adamant the center is not to be an advocacy organization. Instead, experts, academics, and artists will be invited to address these issues in what Shipman calls a civil manner. On Memorial Day in 2014, the National Center for Civil and Human Rights is expected to open. The total cost for the project is $100 million. Rose Scott, WABE News.